continuation of the regularly scheduled April town council meeting period in order. And item number one is the Oceanfront Park Engineering Construction Budget and Construction Schedule. And Brian and Tim are going to go.
Well, actually, all three of these things, I mean, I don't think we can discuss one of them.
One, two, and three.
That's why we're having this meeting on how we keep leaving over back one to the other. The whole reason that I was concerned about it and bringing it up is that we have a thing that we're planning to pay for everything we're going to do with the grant.
Yes.
And that the grants are time sensitive. And we are now in the April. And I think the construction start deadline is not close. And it seems to me that that's a bit of a reach. So that's why I'm concerned about it. Because if we're not going to be able to get the grant, we can't pay for it. We can't pay for it. No point in hiring anybody and signing them to a contract. So,
if I could, just to possibly help us out, give us a little bit of a picture of how we got to where we are right now. When we reached the point after the election, we all sat down and discussed where we wanted to go and that nothing was changing as far as the direction the council wanted the committee and the park group to head in. And we were told no, that everything was on track the way that it had been. We then had discussions with Chuck and some with Dean. We're getting time frames and everything for the grants. And at that point, Sonny and I were in discussions with engineering services regarding the sewer line project. And engineering services had been the one who wrote the grant for the stormwater project, so we were picking their brains on it. And it was decided among us on council by one-on-one vote rather than in an open meeting. We didn't want to violate the open meeting law, so I went around to each individual that what we wanted was the engineering services to perform the work for the stormwater portion of the multiple grants that we've got. We also agreed that we wanted engineering services to be the town oversight for the construction system, and that the architectural work was to be done by somebody else. And at that point, Withers and Ravenel had successfully completed their portion of the original contract that they had with the town, and engineering services submitted two contract proposals, one for the stormwater portion of the park and the other for the oversight portion of the park. Withers and Ravenel had provided a contract proposal for the architectural fee work. And there was some question on council whether when we went to open meeting, we passed the contract for the stormwater portion. We put on hold the portion for oversight for engineering services, and we put on portion the architectural work for Withers and Ravenel because of, as Kim said, the concerns that we didn't want any duplication of effort by the parties involved. We went back and had discussions and negotiations with both parties. There was a new proposal that was submitted by Withers and Ravenel, which is what we now have in front of us, and I can't begin to apologize more than I'm going to for the wrong.
A little problem.
You're not going to get any even. But that was entirely my fault, and then to make matters worse, to not be here to be able to at least verbally correct it. And again, apologize for that. So where we're at right now is if this goes forward and without any changes, we end up with engineering services being the overall oversight for the project. And we end up with Withers and Granite Out being the architectural service portion for the contract. That's the big picture. Is there anybody here who, because of discussions or something, disagrees or has any ideas?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that I had in this was the price, of course, of what Rivers and Ravenel came in with, and just using a common sense approach. And this is going to be the hard part of this, and in the construction bid phase of the building, four times the size, it's the same thing we're doing. And the prices for that are coming in way under the prices that Rivers and Ravenel give us for their architectural services. So I'm just looking at the bottom line.
That's what we're all supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But is everybody okay with their understanding of the steps that we took to sit here at this meeting? Okay. Then it's back to you.
May I clarify something?
Sure.
Just about the architecture, we actually have a separate architecture for SFLA, the one who did the original concept, that's one of the first contracts I think you had on Tuesday, included his contract separately, because I didn't want you to think that our fee was everything. So that's the architect is $80,000 himself, and then our part is the remainder of that, and that's coordination with ES and the architect. At the town's wishes, we can call those under one contract.
Okay. And thanks for all the short notes work.
No problem.
He could work on the hospital bed.
So the $134,500 that's in this contract, you're saying that $80,000 of that is architectural?
That's correct.
That's the LA. And $54,500 is yours.
And then, can you get any more? That's quite a lot of question, the $54,500, but I'm seeing duplicates of what engineering services are going to be doing, and that's like a status.
Will you all excuse me a second? I'm going to get a visual aid.
Sunglasses? No.
Okay.
You're getting the print of the part that's in my office. But I'm just, I don't see paying anybody to do the same thing twice. And that's what I was pretty understanding. We're selecting engineering services while they can't do the, the big bulk of the stakes, spec out and everything else, and the elevations I saw in here by the owner, and elevation sites, and, if we were building a missile silo, I might see checking everything three times, but what we're building down there, I think it's making a lot of us redundant. I would see paid for it.
Hey guys, how much did you use this right here?
Get some new stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Turn that far right down. Jim's
Walker.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, do you think we'll do a job?
No, I thought that handle moves, Tim. The one in the cylinder.
Oh my. There's an easel in the front.
No, we don't want to make this thing work. I know the
cylinder. Just lean it up against the
piping.
And the emulsion door.
That couldn't be much better.
So this is our little bump on that, right?
Could you raise it a little bit? I guess what we're trying to do is come up with our total cost. So we've already entered into contract with engineering services for stormwater. And what was the amount of that contract?
The amount?
A little drum roll there, Ron.
It's $17,500 for design and permitting, and $13,000 for construction admin calculation.
Which was what the grant proposal called for.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not seeing your contract, so I don't know if it would be good just to kind of describe what exactly, what scope of services. Is that for the entire project or for the stormwater?
For the stormwater project.
Just for the stormwater?
Just for the stormwater project.
And that doesn't, for that money and the rest that we'll spend on construction, there's no visible portion for that. That's all below ground, right?
There's no what?
Visible portion. That's all below ground.
You're going to do it and cover it all back up.
Right. And so then the second contract that we have here, you have construction observation, $25,000, which would be for y'all to... The second contract would be for y'all to supervise and oversee the construction of the site plan that they're going to develop, the building that their architect is going to design, and all of the work that the contractors subsequent to those designs will do.
And also to take their plan and design documents, specifications, advertise for bids, solicit for bids to contractors, and go through the bid. That's a project also.
So does Withers and Ravenel have any money in that 134 for laying plans? And
we do not. Now we do have some time in there for reviewing shop drawings and that kind of stuff.
And I'm looking at task 12, it says prepare construction contract forms, running documents associated with advertising, giving a construction contract, running documents from Puma.
That's for the work that we produce.
But is that also included in the $25,000 that you're...
We will receive from the architect their bid documents. They'll provide us with their design specifications, their proposal basically, their bid documents that they produce to their design. And then we'll take that information, advertise for bids, and go through the bidding process, selecting the contractor, and then working with the contractor from that time forward.
So, I've asked 12 for Withers and Ravenel is not supervising the architect, it's going to work for you, it's just doing the bids for the site for everything.
It will include the architecture part of the specs, but it will also include, it's not just, we're doing all the landscape architecture part, the surveying, the geotech, site design, the permitting, which I guess, John, you said you could do.
So I have that in-house, yeah.
Right, so, I mean,
Whoa. Now, let's not say we're going to handle the permitting in-house.
You said this is simple, it's a...
Well, we've already been talking to permit. Right, we got a variance, we've already been talking to the agencies, so it was... again, we wanted to start back in February because of the time constraints. So, and that's why I worked out this contract with my list. So it's kind of like a shopping list. So you can pick and choose what things you want, but you see exactly what we were including in our price versus ES's and the architect. Because I don't know if I'm going to speak for Brian, but I don't know if he's comfortable with USDA for the architecture, the site elements, and that kind of stuff in the architecture. But yeah, there's no need to pay two people to do the same thing.
Right. And like I said, just in the discussions I've had with the architect that I usually use, you know, he's got the bidding included, he's got the site work and other stuff. I mean, I just want to make sure we got to be as frugal as we possibly can.
Well, in Eric's defense, since he's not here, the programming for the building isn't nailed down exactly possible kitchenette. So he really kind of didn't know exactly what was going to go in the building to give you a more accurate. However, I don't think it would influence it or affect his cost that much. But again, that's me speaking for him, and I was a little shocked at the price, and that's why I included it as a separate contract in the first one, so you can see, because in my opinion,
I was very shocked at the price.
As was I. Especially when I see one for almost half price.
And a lot of the work included in the second contract.
Is $32 a square foot a reasonable architectural design? Well, here's the box window. I'm not sure that we're comparing apples to oranges when we compare the 49,000 to the 80,000.
No, we don't have the 80,000, you know.
Well, we've looked at it, we've had it before. I mean, it's, I guess the question, Brian, is how long can we delay signing up an architect? That will enable you to do your work and still meet the deadline of starting construction.
The current deadline is March 20th of 2011 for the stormwater, for the Clean Water Management Trust.
To be completed.
So, yes.
Well, isn't there a deadline to start construction in October?
Right. And we can file for an extension on that because we've gone back and we've looked at the time frame that they've given you versus past projects that we've done with Clean Water. They typically have been giving folks 3 years. In your case, it was about a year and a half. So we've already talked to them. They said that they would consider a time extension. But considering the availability of funds out there now, I wouldn't want to do that. I would do it, but I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't plan on it. So, to answer your question, the sooner the better. The permitting process will take, you know, 4 to 6 months, I would guess, during the period of that.
Yeah.
So having said that, 4 to 6 months from today, and we're in the September, so the time frame is short. And in order for me to begin our design work, we need to know the footprint of the park design.
The permit is one thing, but the design has to be done before you even go after the permit. So
that's right.
I think in this case, get the park, you know, the corridor, if we need to get this thing. And what I couldn't understand personally is we've got an artist rendering, which is almost just a scale, and everybody has agreed, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the design we want. That is artistically in scale with what we want. So I don't see, you know, what the problem would be reinventing the wheel if it's been drawn up so you can do your business. I think Alan back there will be with me, particularly using the CAS, it irritates me when I get a measurement with somebody with a CAD drawing that says it's 11 feet 7, 27 inches distance and stuff like that. But I mean, we can get this thing done quickly, fairly quickly. I don't know what I can do, because I'm just one vote. But this thing, I don't see any huge time frame in getting a design and measure design so you can get on with your stuff so it can meet this threshold.
Right. It's my understanding that with the part of the money, the partial rec money, that completion deadline is October 31st, 2012. So really what I need is that footprint that you're describing. And I would like to work with whoever the architect was with that footprint and incorporate our site storm drain design using that. Now, I don't need to know elevations of the building. I don't need colors, you know, anything.
Right, you just need measurements.
But materials is also important for what's going to be used on the site, because part of the Clean Water Management Trust Fund grant was making the site as pervious. You know, we removed impervious surfaces, so we need to make it as pervious as possible. And the architect needs to select those materials that it incorporates with the overall design of the building.
Well, the building from the footprint, Brian, I know you're smarter than I am, but it didn't really make a rat's patootie. It's going to have a roof that doesn't leak, so it's going to be non-pervious. And we've got 2 sets of roofs. The rest of it are, you know,
right,
other than some walkways, which you have an option for.
And that's
the roof square footage will not change on these two buildings.
Right. And but what I'm describing is the material that's being used for the sidewalks.
Right.
The patio front.
Yeah.
Even in the street, there's been discussion of some type of material. We're in the parking areas. And that sort of thing, which is easily done.
But all of that comes from Withers and Ravenel, not the architect.
That's correct.
So, I mean, if what we're trying to do, if, I mean, if there is some concern about the difference in architectural piece, which Dean expressed, what I'm trying to do is get us where, if we take out the architectural piece and turn Withers and Ravenel loose, y'all are already turned loose, and the only thing we're worried about is the footprint of the building. And it seems to me that we can, rather than wait on the architect to constrain your design with the footprint, we can assume that footprint and then constrain the architect whenever he or she is hired.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to do is
move forward.
Without us having to come back later and explain why we paid half again in 2 months for an architect. So.
So that, in other words, I want to make sure that I've got my thinking. We're just taking out the architectural part of this, and then leaving the other two parts. One that we've already agreed upon with Brian, right?
Well, no, there'll be a third part because there's another contract here today with Brian for him to have the overall responsibility.
Okay. That's fine too.
So we have that contract.
But we're taking out the architectural part.
Well. That's what we're
talking about. That's the cover that you built.
Right?
That's all the architect.
Well, I'm a landscape architect. And I did that because I didn't want to put an engineer for fee basis. But for I'm being the engineer, I'll be the landscape architect with the site features and coordination with the architect. If you go with a local architect, let's say, then I will need to revise mine because there's some money in my cost for coordination between all three of us. Since Brian's going to be the lead, then there will be money that comes out of mine because he'll be taking the responsibility that I was assuming with the architect and us and Brian.
Yes. Okay. So that would be the makeup, in other words.
The contract is probably about six tasks that are multiple with everybody sitting down.
I think that the key to it is to get the communication going to where we just don't do it.
Well, let me ask that again. Have you read the contract that Brian has proposed to us for construction?
Okay. And from our conversations with Brian and with the architect and with the town mayor,
that's why it was, at least from my perspective, that's why it wasn't done.
Yeah.
We don't go showing.
What we're talking about now is how much, if we were going to say to you today, we're going to hire engineering services to do what's in this contract, construction administration for the whole project. We're going to leave the architectural work in your contract, but we're not going to write, we're going to work on that amount to see if there's some variation on it. Of the $54,500 that is in your contract now, how much would come out of it for them doing the construction?
I would have to go back and figure those numbers. It's not like a set amount. If we use the architect that has $50,000, then of course that would save you $30,000 right there. Pretty much off the top.
Well, again, not having had time to really go through this, we're not sure what we're buying for that.
Right. So, and I would like time just to review this proposal that I just received with our architects, just to make sure everything's covered.
Right.
Again, I don't want to come up at the end and find that we missed something. And you guys not be happy, so.
Would it be possible, if in fact we think that we want to use engineering services for overall oversight, if we vote that way, we then bring engineering services in as part of our team, committee, us, whatever, and everything, and use them to translate the language of the next point.
Are you comfortable with helping us select the architect that would go along with all these plans?
Absolutely. And
to look for them to be overall in charge and then have them in charge.
And then we're going to ask Withers and Ravenel to come back to us with a revised proposal.
Right.
Just for the landscape architecture and architecture.
Correct.
Okay.
So now, if you change architects, Well, I would suggest, and this is just me thinking out loud, is that Brian would actually put the architecture in his, since he's going to be the lead, he pretty much needs to have the architecture in his, and then take ours and put it in his as well, so that there's one contract. Does that make sense?
Barry, you had some question about putting the architectural part of it out to bids. How would that?
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying, is he would put together the bid package for the architecture and put it out to bid, correct?
Well, it would be something where...
In that order. It would be up to you. You're the... You know, if you're responsible for the bidding process and all that.
Well, that's for construction. And the bidding process what you're talking about now is different than what we have structured in our contract.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I was just a little confused there.
It's basically the drawings to construct the building.
Not the layout or that kind of stuff there.
And that's
the layout on the plan is what you're going to do.
He's going to do the landscape part of the plan.
Well, that's also part of the layout.
And building is what we're trying to get to now.
How much extra would it cost you to solicit proposals from an architect and come back to us with a recommendation?
That's something I have to think about. More so than just sitting here and taking me off guard, and this is something new that's being proposed. But you're asking me to give you another moment
on doing the bidding process for an architectural
design.
Right.
And then taking that contract and getting back to you and getting it into our contract.
I don't know how that would be best for the camera.
I mean, I'd be happy to do that. It would take, I would have to get back to you with that proposal.
You wouldn't look at it as a sustainable design and then furnish him with this information?
Yes.
Okay. We had a hand going up in that. Yes, Mr. Potter.
If you're going to bid to another architect, you should bid everything. Because I can guarantee that, I can't guarantee it, but I would assume that an architect can do the design, he can do the site work. The size of that park is like 200 by 100. There's not a lot of landscape design. I'm sure there's an architect that can do the whole concept and probably do it a lot less than that. Nothing against Withers and Ragnall, so I can say that, but you're paying $50,000 for a landscape architect. If you talk to an architect, you could probably get the whole thing rolled into a package if it's done.
Well, that $50,000 will come down, especially with Brian taking. There's a lot built into that $50,000, so that price will come down. So we can do as much or as little as needed.
Well, going along that on what you're talking about, that's. $80,000 seems to be outrageous. And if you get somebody that designed that building and the outbuildings for $30,000-$40,000, and that firm can also do the architectural, and maybe the architect that also does the landscape design, then you can come back to them and ask them to bid on the landscape design.
But that's how I kind of stumbled into this, because I'm in the design phase of a building much larger than this, but it's the same outdoor concept. And I know what that architectural piece for that were, and I know that these fees were the first proposal I got from not the architect I'm working with is $49,000. It's an eight. And I just, there's,
way too much difference in there. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're not building, like I said, a damn in-ground rocket silo of the building.
It's just a little more.
That's right. Some in my poor little pointed brain here, it's not adding up to $80,000 for work.
Well, again, then, how can we do this? We're talking about potential savings of $30,000 versus the loss of a $457,000 grant.
Well, and also we need to build into that our comfort level as to whether we can get the extensions.
Well, I think we should proceed without assuming any extensions.
Sure.
So.
If we ask for an extension, my comfort level would be the states will snatch that money back and send it somewhere else.
Well, you can base that on the permit assignment. If they take 6 to 8 months to get back to the permit, it's their fault that we need the extension. So, in other words, hopefully, you get the permits back in time. But if we don't, get a permit back in time, it's all going to be done.
Yeah, the stormwater permits and then the panel permits should be.
To me, the biggest problem that I see we've ended up with is that it sounds like the best deal for the town and the contractors and subcontractors is one large contract. But that's also
one the best deal to me.
That's also the one that time-wise and getting all parties on board is probably going to take the longest.
I was just going to say, also in our contract is built into time. We feel confident that we can get it done in the time allotted. So back in February when we first gave you the contract, we know we can get it in that time frame. So if there's a lot of money, so if there is an extension, there will be more money that could come out of this contract as well. Does that make sense?
I'm uneducated in construction work. I don't see the numbers. Show me the numbers. I don't know what's going to cost.
Right. What I hear is there's issues mainly with the architect's numbers.
The numbers are all over.
And what I need to begin my work is basically the floor plan. So if there's some way we can ask, or we can ask Withers to provide some cost for general services, which will include providing that floor plan, just enough information so that we can move forward with the stormwater.
Who owns that plan right there?
That's our project.
That's ours.
Well, yeah, you own it.
Okay. Do we have it in our possession in a format that we can give to Brian that he could use for that purpose?
Yes.
Okay. If we give you that plan, is that sufficient information for you to start your design with the idea that whatever comes after that will be constrained by the assumptions that you put in your design? Because what I think we should do today is authorize the contract with engineering services for construction services and administration. And I'd also go so far as to say, although I don't like doing this, because we don't know what the bottom number is going to be, the final number is going to be, but authorized with the contract with Withers and Raven now, we know it's not going to be any higher than 54.5 for all of the other site development. Since you're going to take out, there'll be some deduct. And like I say, I hate to do this because I'd rather know what the deduct is first, but assuming good faith on all parts. That would get everything started with the exception of the architect, and then we would work with Brian to come up with a suitable architectural proposal.
And would you assume that there's going to be no extension?
Yes, sir. That's the only reason for doing this today is because, like I say, looking at the calendar,
that was
If we take another month we're arguing over $30,000 or $40,000, which is a lot of money, and I'm not minimizing that. But if we delay another month over $30,000 or $40,000, we potentially are going to lose $500,000. So what my suggestion would be, and I'm just throwing this out, is that we have a contract for construction administration and engineering services, and we have this contract actually lumps it back together again. It's got 184 in total, what I have, instead of the breakout that you asked we had the other night.
It should be 134.
Should that be 134?
It's 134.5.
134 is what I thought. Yeah. 134.5. Can we just cross out the amount there and change it to not to exceed 54,500 and with a credit to come for?
You authorized initially?
Yes. But if I'm taking a lead, it would be less than 54.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
Not to exceed, but less.
When we're relying on your good faith and benefits.
What do you leave that? What's your guess?
13.
How does that sound to y'all as far as a way to proceed?
It would have saved me a lot of headache, a lot of work up front trying to get this. And I feel like this should be under one contract. It works fine. Like I said, we can do as much as possible.
Does that seem workable to you?
Well, if I'm going to be in charge, well, I'm here as the engineering services, we're in charge of selecting and make a recommendation to council on an architect.
We can negotiate that as a separate council.
Okay. Well, that shouldn't be.
I mean, you've already got two.
And also, inside of that, will the town execute a contract with that architect outside of engineering services contract?
It'll be much more competitive that way.
Okay. If it falls underneath our contract, then that changes our scope somewhat too.
And then even the second contract with Arctic, we still don't want any duplication of what you're planning on.
That's right.
And whoever bids it, or whoever you bid it out to, they need to make sure what your service includes so they don't have to add that to their contract. So that was that.
Brian, you said you need to flow, you need just the footprint. And you don't need roof design, you don't need the design for the roof. You don't need the overhang for the roof.
Just outer dimensions. So
you just need outer dimensions of the roof. And that, and whether you don't have to give it back to the architect to do that.
No, we just tell the architect the building, the footprint of the building can't be any bigger than that
right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything inside that footprint can switch, change around, yeah. Everything, as long as that footprint doesn't expand.
Right. And what will have to happen is that anything he comes up with will have to be reviewed to make sure that it doesn't violate any of the assumptions that Brian made in terms of, you know, how much water we're going to have to...
Which is a lot of Brian's campaign.
And it'll be the same thing for you. Any of the materials that you select, the impervious surface that you come up with will have to be... You know, fit in with whatever. The job will be working parallel, so that shouldn't be as much of a problem.
Right. This contract was us taking the lead. Now, Brian, he has is going to take the lead, so he has to, the numbers will come off of this.
Okay.
So what should
we in our case get those numbers back to Casey?
That was latest Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Mayor Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Lewis, Mr. Speaker?
Yes, sir.
What's your commentary?
I kind of like where you're going. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think.
You're not just saying that. I'll leave the room if you want to give an
answer. You might have to leave the room
when you're done. I think we're exactly where we need to be. Way to go.
We have, two other issues that we need to bring up before we do any voting. There's an addendum to each contract. The addendum to the Withers and Ravenel contract is if we want an LEED certificate. And the addendum to the
engineering services contract is for an additional $5,000. They will oversee all of the grants.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it says,
watch page,
grant administration services. So are they going to be doing the same, all of the grants, including the ones that are going to pay for the park at Rivers and Red Mill, and the architect? Because that's grant money.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding was that all the grants that would involve the park.
It's the part of the grant for the construction oversight services, that have been, and then in the contract that you signed, there was grant administration also for the Clean Water Management Trust Fund. So coordinating the reimbursement and the documentation and the reporting to the grant agency was separate from the Clean Water and the Parks and Rec. And that's what that's for. That's to handle the grant administration services. And that's not, that wasn't included in Withers' contract, I don't believe.
Well, yeah, we're actually doing all the grant administration.
So that would be included in our contract.
That's another thing that will come out as well.
43, so you're going to have another $3,000 all the
way.
$2,450 and $2,000.
And all the
shark is in the parks and rec.
Parks and rec is a Clean Water Management Trust Fund.
All right, let's camera.
That was a part of our services.
And then there's the LED.
The LED,
it's not part of the grant.
I know. But I think, in my opinion, it should be sustainable materials. But the LED, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, even if we got the LED, that does not mean that we'll get it. And then there's continuation of things you have to do, you keep jumping through to keep that certification.
Right, that's also a good question for Greg.
I don't know, President. Yeah, I believe if I didn't, you're right. There is a continuation of stuff that you would have to do. And it is a lot of loopholes to jump through. And with given the time constraints that we have, I really don't think it's even feasible to even...
Well, if the LED is, you know, it's all over the tree, but where that park's going, I'm more concerned with something that's going to be built there that's going to last.
Right.
Instead of a solid roof or a windmill pumping water around there. I said nothing. We can have a little sea turtle pool down there if you want, but... Out of the there'll be a certification. If you're gonna go to another architect, that other architect could possibly do that for less money. The thing with having to need certified, I know it's a lot of work. I don't know where it would come into the planning constraints, because this is just stormwater you're dealing with. But you're looking for public funding. If you promote a LEED certified Holy Front Park and Cary Beach, the PR you would get would be pretty incredible. Plus, you might open up doors for funding to these solar companies. You talk about what the solar aspect of this and certain things, and they open a door for you to get public funding to get the park paid.
Well, on that respect, we finally, when we have a workable fact, we get a chance to start the portfolio that we're going to start going after five grants with, and the first grant we're going to go after will be the Providence Energy. And that's one of the selling points. We're going to let them provide that as part of this. But
I'm just saying, I understand it's a lot of money for with a solar lead certificate. I'm just saying, don't throw it out the window just yet, because maybe keep it on the table.
Well, is the LED stuff mostly related to the building itself?
I think it's the whole site, but there are hotels which have been published. It's been published in multiple. The first hotel that's not LEED certified, I think, was in Greensboro, North Carolina, and it's become. I mean, it's in every publication we read about, and they remodeled it to be green, to be LEED certified.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Like I said, you know, I've seen everything on that front row lead here overnight before. So spending the money in a hurricane. I was in front of setting, I personally don't see spending that money.
Well, there's different levels of LEED. There's all the platinum. So the building the gentleman's talking about, the first platinum, these are probably LEED. There's interiors, there's architecture, there's the home site, so there's different levels.
We're not closing the door altogether if we follow the approach that we talked about here today.
But I do agree with Joe that it could be a very good PR measure for you. But the commissioning is actually pretty time consuming and pretty. Well, you can see the difference that Eric gave in his proposal for cost and stuff. I still think you could get a different, you could go to a different commissioning agent because he can't do the commissioning himself. So, I mean, so you said you couldn't find somebody that could do the commissioning a lot cheaper.
I got it. Jim, are your man sneaking in? Are you with us?
What? Yeah, Jim and I have got a meeting to go to.
Yeah, we're all alone through there. All right, Jim, what's your pleasure?
Well, I think that Tim has laid out a proposal, and I'm happy with it. If Jim will just make the motion, I'll second it.
Mr. Attorney, you're going to have to stop us here because. So, first part of the motion would be to approve the contract with Engineering Services for $30,000 for oversight, including grant administration.
Yes, so we've got that, and that would take care of that contract and grant. So,
do you want to vote on this? And
I think we ought to give it all of you, because it's all part of the deal. The second part, and this is where it gets a little tricky, is to approve the Withers and Ravenel proposal. Less the architectural costs,
talk slow.
And excluding the construction administration services and other services that would not be required with engineering services taking the lead.
Basically, the landscape architecture on site, sir.
And the amount of that contract would not exceed $54,500. And by Tuesday, they'll get back to us with a revised amount, and we authorize the mayor to enter into a contract.
And I feel pretty confident, since I'm going to be the one who gives it, that it will be under $40,000 if you want to. If that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable, I'm guaranteed.
$130,000 makes me feel well.
let's just leave it till you get us a number.
Yeah, we got a little more play to
Brian, you know what we have.
I second the motion.
Because the other part of this is we need to set, and the idea of this is that we'll proceed on the basis that we're going to be prepared to start the construction by October 1st and complete it by the meet all the construction deadlines as outlined in the grants. Okay.
And we're comfortable with that, and once we'll just wait to get direction from Bob. Okay.
See, this, we've already, our original idea was we were going to have our New Year's Eve party there. We may still, won't be as much undercover. We're just using the construction.
That makes a big lump of the dirt. Mayor, would you like to second that motion?
I second the motion.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
One really quick additional item, not really, don't even need to discuss it, but I didn't bring it up all I need to think about. We're at a stage now as far as the park committee. We need to think about what it is that we're going through, the different stages and areas that we're going through, what the park committee has successfully accomplished so far, and what we want them to accomplish in the future. Because the park committee originally was set up for basically that, see what the pieces were going to be and where they were going to go. We were just given an additional item now that involves some financial stuff that it isn't a serious problem, but it has been something that we originally were discussing. So I don't know, whatever the pleasure of council is.
The financial stuff, what are you referring to, Jim?
The selling the different items. for different prices and cost of blocks and all of that stuff.
I don't think that's going to be part of what y'all will be doing. We need some update on what you think is work. But Tim and Chuck and I think we'll be going forward by ourselves.
You had directed us last month.
Yeah, let's get it.
Chuck was at the meeting. So,
okay. That's all.
Yeah, we're more than happy to follow whatever direction the council's got and the work you'd like to serve.
And Alan,
I don't know where you found his line.
She's tired.
I mean, they know where they're going, but of course, we're going on that.
What?
As far as giving them the direction of where the street's going to be, how it's going to be.
Right there,
that's not the one.
No, there's one other where the earth street is. They're other than that.
This is the final design. I'll send you all the information for the local events that you'll have.
Brian, you can have a cup of coffee or a Sprite.
Yeah.
And then y'all, for the next meeting, should be rolled through this. Is there actually any Mr. Lemons?
You might be able to find a Slim Jim.
Item number four, discussion and consideration of parking restrictions for meat and dads. And John is not here. What this boils down to is scheduling a special meeting for PNC on Wednesday, and you said you talked to your members and everybody's available. I think the only one that's is credit.
I talked to Ann and Tim Bullard, and of course Alan. 6:30 seems to be the time that would work best for the majority.
All right, can I have a motion to set a planning commission meeting for Wednesday, April 28th? At what time do you say?
6:30.
Don't you have to have 2 weeks notification on that?
That's fine.
Only for a public hearing. This is just a special meeting.
This is a special meeting before the public hearing.
We're going to schedule.
Is this a joint meeting with them?
No, this is just the special
meeting. Why are we scheduling their meeting?
Yeah, I don't think we need to do
this. Everything's good and good.
So you need to tell the clerk to advertise a special meeting for P&Z for Wednesday.
Thank you, clerk.
You're welcome.
Charlie, you have a question?
No, I don't have a question, but I think you ought to check your facts on that notification.
We'll ask the clerk to look into it and get back to you, Charlie.
Okay. Item number five, intern Corey Wall.
No, sir, you forgot part of number four. We have to schedule a public hearing.
I just had a discussion and consideration of scheduling a public hearing.
So if the notice goes out tomorrow, what's the earliest we can have the hearing?
Well, if you're scheduling their meeting on the 28th, we need 1, 2. Obviously, the safest would be, absolutely, would be 13th. The 13th of May. Because you have to have 10 days. So.
Charlie, I'll explain to you what we're doing and why we're doing this.
Thursday,
13th,
is that good with everybody?
We already have a budget workshop that day at 10 a.m., so you'll already be here.
If it's a public meeting, it needs to be after
5,
in my opinion.
Well, do you want to do 2 meetings that day?
Sure. Yes, I do want to do
it.
Okay.
And that's why we make the big bucks. I think it's their budget work session.
Well, you're not looking at any money then, so go ahead and go away, guys. What's going to be good for you, Jim?
6:30.
Barry, you'll be out of
that time.
Yeah, Jim, you'll be on settling on your own house.
I can start out about 4.
Okay. Do I have a motion? So scheduled.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Casey, get a sticky note and put it on Alan's car real quick. Okay. Item number 5. Intern Corey Mullen. Barry, you want to discuss it?
Well, yes. I distributed a copy of the application. and also a copy of the authorization by Corey Mullins, professor, who is in charge of the internship. Now, I understand Chuck said that he doesn't believe an intern should be paid. Well, I don't know of most any insurance companies or all kinds of companies that during the summer don't hire interns and pay them a salary. This gentleman, if he works 35 hours a week divided by 180, he's going to work 1.15 weeks. Okay? And you expect him to work for nothing? 5.15 weeks. I mean, you know,
well,
you get to feed your slave, too.
He came to us with there. I mean, we didn't go out and listen. So, I mean, that's not an argument.
Well, he also said that he would do it for free if need be. But he also said that if need be, he would work on Sonny's dump truck or wherever else he could be used.
But would that qualify him? Have you got a set of, have you got the application?
The application, everything else is returned from the professor. The first two pages of the original application. The rest of it is what?
We have one that's been filled out?
Yes, sir. The first two pages are filled out.
I don't
care what we...
Now, I'm just talking about this, the, what are your duties and how they relate to your academic studies. Are they going down?
This is what the student fills out. After he's completed an internship, finally evaluation by students.
And also there's evaluation, yeah, there's evaluation before, after, everything.
So that's where
in the middle.
Does the school have standard guidelines that they would like their employers or whatever they're called, their students to
buy? I imagine they do. They do have in here an hourly salary beginning and all that's on page. I don't see it. But I'm sure we can contact Scott Wade, the internship coordinator, his phone number and fax and everything else, and he would be happy to provide any guidelines that would be necessary, I'm sure.
Greg, the question I have is on this form that says it's the job of the internship placement confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
It says $9 an hour, 18 hours a week.
Right, so but this is what would be a normal working week is 35 hours here. That's our normal working week.
Not for some of these guys, is it?
Yeah, they're 40.
No. Well, John, I think, is 35, and so is the rest of, and so is the rest of the people here.
40 is a firearm.
Okay, well.
So, well, anyway.
At any rate, he'd have to work 5.1 quarter weeks to fulfill that 180 hours. But John was going to work him, actually, when I talked to John before he went on, he said he was going to work him 28 hours a week. And it would cover just whatever the period is from starting to beginning.
So it's from May 25th through August 6th?
Yes.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11 weeks. Does he get credit for this?
Yes, sir.
What it says here, Barry, is he gets one semester hours credit, one semester hours credit for each 60 hours of work responsibility. So if he worked, to get 3 semester hours, he had to work 180 hours this summer. And there in line your pay. He is getting, I'm educational requirement.
Well, he said he would do it for nothing. But would you hire somebody for 5 weeks to work at your house and not pay him a thing? If that was an internship. An intern and a doctor or a nurse get paid, correct?
Well, that's Charlie answer.
Go ahead.
Let me put it to you this way. When I worked out at the university, and I worked basically as an intern within the art department, I was not paid initially. And that went on for at least a year and a half, 2 years.
I think you're mixing up two things. A paralegal or someone that's going to work in the lawyer's office and he's going to school. During the summer, he'll go and work there.
He said he'd do it for nothing. But I mean, you know, it just seems to me that a prisoner that is going to jail here for DWI and has to work 5 weeks out in the thing, he at least gets paid so much a day. You get paid a stipend, even though it's not much for a month or a half. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you know, it's up to you. He said he'd do it for nothing.
Why?
I mean, if you're conscious and go ahead and work him all summer long and not pay him a dime, then, you know,
he came to us wanting to work. I mean, we didn't go to
him. He came to us meaning an intern.
Yeah.
Just like the fellow that came to Chuck for an internship. And how long? He was an internship for 1 hour per week, correct?
That's all he required.
Right. And he showed up how many weeks? He no longer showed up. Maybe if you paid him, he would show up more.
He's not sure, huh?
Well, he told you said he did last time at the last meeting.
Most of the time it's in my fault, but we're scheduled another time. She's never failed to be here or
well,
based on my schedule.
Okay.
How was the other, the
Parks Rec?
Parks Rec.
He was great.
Yeah,
he got there, so he's continuing.
I'm still confused, Barry. You keep talking about
the reason,
35 hours a week. He only needs 180 hours.
Right.
He worked 18 hours a week for the 11 weeks that you set out. Mm-hmm. That would give him 198 hours.
That's what John came up with. Okay.
Well,
and I don't know. I didn't calculate it. But yes, it would be 181 hours, right?
18 times 11 is 198.
And well, they don't think how about times 10?
Well,
that being 180, right?
Yes, sir. 10 weeks. That's so, I think the pay came in because they were trying to find something to get him up to $35 a week. But if all he really needs is 18 hours, and all he needs to do is the GPS stuff that's listed on here, then I think, we're not.
When Dean was there, okay, when John and I and Dean talked about this in John's office, and John said that, well, there's not enough to keep him busy doing all this, but he could use him and hire him for whatever that 180 hours is as help for his enforcement efforts. Okay? And that's where the whole thing came about. And he also said that he had enough money in his budget to cover the rest of the year. And Dean was right there. He said it cost $1,000 after that. Correct, Dean?
You
were there.
I don't remember the $1,000 number. I thought it was a little more than that. But, and he also said he would have to adjust next year's salary to cover this year's expense.
No, he said he had to cover the budget. Right, next year's salary. He had enough in this year's budget.
Well, Barry, if we take $9 an hour times 35 hours a week times 11 weeks, that's $3,465, and that doesn't include...
I was going by what John told Dean that he had in his budget. Okay, and Dean was right there when he said that.
And John said so.
John said it would cost $1,000 out of next year, or so, I think it was. He said.
Well, John never put it in a fight or anything else.
No.
He was just hitting the $9 an hour.
Well, the other thing that jumps out is if he does duties other than what gives requirements from school are, what liability, if any, is there to the town to become an employee?
John brought that question up to me and wanted to know, you know, is he going to be sworn in as a officer of the town to enforce any of these infractions, or would he just report back to him? You know, there's some gray areas there too.
No, I think it would be great to have an extra person during the summer to handle enforcement.
And he does not have to.
I want to make sure.
He made it clear to me yesterday that he does not have to do all the work or any of the work for John. He could work on the back of a garbage truck or for the fire department or whatever.
I would have to discuss that with Sonny before we.
Well, not just Sonny.
He was just saying that as an example, okay? He didn't say that he wanted to jump on the back of a garbage truck.
We don't make a motion so we can vote in. Jim and I have to leave him in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sir, so I have to get him in
trouble. All this, the offer of the interim place and confirmation. Would John not be the one who needs to sign this since it's coming out of his legendary?
Well, that's what I expected him to sign it, but he did not.
We're trying to.
Where's that work based off?
Yeah.
Come on.
We
I would rank. I mean, John would is. He typed it in there. He never said
anything. We don't have a motion on the floor.
Barry, make your motion.
I make a motion that we hire Corey Mullen as temporary help during the summer to assist in his geography internship and qualify him for that, and also to assist in any other areas where outside work is needed with any department.
How much an hour?
$9 an hour.
For purposes of getting to a vote, I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye. Opposed?
No. I'd like to make a second motion. We authorize the zoning enforcement officer and inspections department to bring on a summer intern for the geography program at no pay in furtherance of the young man's education and allow him to supervise.
I second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. And these are the towns of each. You want to get this real quick so we get out of here?
Yes, sir. What I did, I just added on to the existing ordinance last sentence, which is following bathing suits or similar attire are specifically prohibited.
Anybody think this is going to be unconstitutional? Will it be challenged anyway?
Hey, anything can be challenged.
Where is specifically prohibited? Is
yeah.
That in here? In the way they're swimming the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Okay, so if they go up on their deck, they're allowed to do that, right?
Hey, what you do in your own home.
Very good.
Now this, have you already sent a letter to Dennis telling him the answer to the question that he asked us that we had?
I told him I've done this.
Okay. So I make a motion we approve the amended ordinance.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. You sure? And number 7, debt and set off program. This is a program to collect any outstanding debts.
Well, you wanted to clarify because it's the 25 and 50.
Yeah. This debt set off program does not collect anything less than $50 fines. Now, y'all, and there was some discussion to raise everything for $50 fines, it's going to be a nightmare as far as going back through all the ordinances.
I'm suggesting that you leave it as is because if you're in a civil penalty, and the violation continues the next day, you can issue a civil citation every day. You can get it up at $50 or whatever.
That's a problem.
So,
I think it's special.
None. One favor before you disappear. Mr. Fuller, Commissioner Fuller, this thing that you passed out, this is something that really should be in a closed session. And I would ask that you pick these up because this has become a public document.
Okay.
Okay. and we'll take it up then.
What's the subject? I handed him out as I walked around.
Are you going to speak up?